This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical. Patient name Hatcher, H-A-T-C-H-E-R, Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E. Date of birth for this patient is 3-1-1941. Place, Franklinwood Nursing Home. Date of service, 4-26-2023. History of present illness. This is a 82-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. She presented because she has a generalized weakness, tired, fatigue, and a sark and diarrhea. On presentation, she has hemoglobin of 6.7. She has an asarca. Patient has elevated BNP 1298. However, they did echo show ejection fraction 60 to 65%. Patient was managed in terms of diarrhea. She has a no sick constant, no vomiting. Stool studies, they were negative. And the patient improved with Imodium. In terms of fatigue, she received 2 weeks of steroid for rheumatoid arthritis flare. It appeared that she may have a prednisone causing adrenal insufficiency, causing her fatigue. However, cortisol was within the normal limit as per hospital record. Patient weakness improved after blood transfusion and anasarca resolved. Patient has some left arm edema also. There was no concern for infection. Patient, they did Doppler for the left arm.
Franklin Center, how can I help you?
I'm sorry,
110A? Okay, so you want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Doppler shows some fluid collection. They recommended to repeat Doppler. Outpatient if the edema persists. At present, when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. She's lying on the bed and no acute distress. Past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis involving multiple joints, anemia, recently noted to have anasarca, diabetes mellitus, GERD, and hypertension. Allergies not known. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Medication upon discharge, vitamin D 2000 units daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, multivitamin daily. Nystatin powder applied to the skin fold 3 times a day. Nystatin cream actually is applied 3 times a day. Tylenol 650,
excuse me.
Q4 hour PRN, aspirin 81 mg daily,
excuse me.
Carvedilol 12.5 mg BID, leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D, leflunomide 20 mg daily, Pepcid 20 mg twice a day, Lasix 40 mg daily, hydroxychloroquine 200 mg twice a day, latanoprost eye drops 0.005%, both eye daily. Prednisone 10 mg by mouth daily with breakfast. Timolol ophthalmic eye drops 2 times a day, 0.5%. Rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear infection, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain today. Some edema in the legs noted, no cough tenderness, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paru, no paradipsia. Physical exam, patient's awake, alert, cooperative. Blood pressure 107 over 66, pulse 78, temperature 98.7, respiration 16, pulse 500% on room air. Head edematic, normophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear nasal discharge, throat clear, neck supple, no GVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, valves on positive, extremities, edema noted in the lower extremity, trace, no cough tenderness, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented time 3. Assessment, patient admitted with the deconditioning with multiple medical problem. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis. Number two, severe anemia, status was blood transfusion. Number three, anasarca, improving. Number four, acute and chronic anemia, status was blood transfusion with the significant improvement. Hypertension, diabetes mellitus. History of vitamin D deficiency. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. Follow CBC, CMP electrolyte, PTOT to increase her recovery. This is the end of the dedication. Thank you.